So what we're going to do to start off the morning, to set the stage, we're going to play Sister Carol's, a.k.a. State Representative Ammons' comments in Rockford just yesterday. State, here you go.
Representative West, and certainly thank you to my colleague Wallace, who I sat with for several terms, that we worked together on the very issues that we have come out for today. But I can't tell you that I'm not mad as hell. I'm sorry.
Tell us.
I am very mad because I have an 18-year-old son over there that looks similar to so many of the men that have been killed at the hands of the police. And I, as a black mother, have to struggle when he leaves my home to go anywhere. I am concerned on a level that other mothers just do not understand, because it is not their experience. And it really should not be mine.
But right.
Come on, Rep.
I am concerned because I'm a daughter out of the Baptist church.
Okay.
And I read it on a regular basis to remind me of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
All right.
And I went to 2 Chronicles this morning, 7:14.
All right. Come on, Rep. Emmons.
He said, if my people, which are called by my name,
yes,
will humble themselves.
Yes, and turn.
Then this is the key.
That's right. Yeah.
Pray.
That's yep. right. Pray.
And seek my face.
That's right. Yeah.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Yes, sir.
Then will I hear from heaven.
That's right.
And will forgive their sins.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
And heal their land.
Yes, Lord.
Only then will I hear from heaven, yes, and forgive their sins, yes, and heal their land. We are here. Because of the sins of generations.
Come on.
Of white people on this land.
Yes,
of generations of black death,
yes,
and black life being taken. That's why we are here.
Yes, sir.
Rockford don't look any different from any other black community in the state of Illinois. Rockford looks like Iowa.
All right.
Rockford looks like Boston.
All right.
Rockford looks like Baltimore. Where are the resources that are invested in this block?
All right.
When I just had to use the bathroom and couldn't find one in the black community, I had to go to an unfinished hotel right around the corner and fight my way into the door.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, we are here because America has not atoned
for
the sins of slavery,
come on,
for Jim Crow,
right,
for KKK, for peony, for Black Wall Street, for segregation,
right,
for black codes, for Dred Scott. That's why we're here.
Come on.
That's why we're here. These are all policies.
Right.
We are here because the police have never been held accountable,
right,
for killing black people.
That's, right.
That's why we are here. We are
That's
here because wrong. Black America has had enough.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
See, we've been looted as an entire people.
Come
and
on.
Now we have our people looting.
Come on.
In communities that they don't own.
That's right.
They could not get help from the federal government during a pandemic. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
We didn't get the money that we needed to help our communities before he was killed.
All right.
That's why we are here. We are here because conservatives have taken over the messaging.
All right.
That's why we are here. We are here because we've allowed policies to continue to roll out of state house after state house that does not enfranchise our communities. That is why we are here. The Black Caucus cannot pass a bill alone. We don't have enough members for that. We have to have these folks over here. And we have to have a few Republicans on the other side that will stand up for justice in the state of Illinois. That is why we are here.
Come on, Rep. Ammons.
I am from Champaign-Urbana. And we are not excluded from police violence in Champaign-Urbana. A young man named Kewan Carrington, who was 14 years old, was killed by the Champaign police. But he was killed by the chief of police.
Come on.
And he didn't get not only charged, but he was able to retire and go on with his life. Why, that young man is dead and gone, and no accountability. That's why we're here.
All right.
Let me tell you, I worked on this because I was so upset.
It's great. Keep going.
Just help yourself now.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Kewan was killed. Michael Brown was killed.
That's right.
Freddie Gray was killed.
That's right.
Eric Garner was killed.
What's up, baby?
Philando Castile was in a car with a legal weapon, he was killed.
That's right.
Alton Sterling was killed. Deshaun Small was killed. There's so many names, we don't even know them. They were killed and there was no accountability. Sandra Bland was killed. Breonna Taylor was killed. George Floyd is the latest one that has been killed, but there's so many others. If we don't do what needs to be done, there will be no peace in the street.
Come on.
That's right.
Because, see, you cannot have peace without justice. It's not possible.
That's right.
People will allow you to do a certain amount of injustice to them. But at some point, even the slaves had to rise up and say, I want my freedom, and I will die for it. So it is not going to be peace in the streets. I don't know what y'all think.
Come on.
Or how you think.
Come on.
That we're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya song.
Come on.
That is not going to happen. Because we are the people who are standing between the brothers and sisters in the streets.
That's right.
That really want to just burn everything
down.
That's right. We are here to try to bring some reason to the elected officials. Reason to your elected bodies. That's why we are here. We need to get rid of black codes.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. See, we thought black codes didn't exist in Illinois. That's a lie.
Come on.
We had black codes in Illinois just like they had in Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina. We had people disenfranchising us at the polls just like they did in Alabama and Georgia. That's not different because we in the North. We are experiencing the same exact thing.
That's right.
All of our families have the right to a quality of life.
That's right.
We have a right to quality of health care.
Right.
Why did we die from COVID? Because we already lacked quality health care in the black community.
That's right.
All of our families have a right to participate in a political process.
That's right.
We don't need people telling us who we should be voting for. If they are not standing right here today, you shouldn't be voting for them.
Come on.
That's for sure.
Come on. Come on. What's up, baby?
Our job.
Okay, give me two minutes.
It's very clear. And if we don't do our job as elected officials, and I don't care what you look like, what your ethnicity is, or where you come from, if we don't do our job, there will be no peace in the streets, and there shouldn't be. At this time in 2020, we should not have to debate whether that man was killed, whether he was really murdered, what was he doing, if he did something wrong. All of that is out the window.
Come on,
even
obsolete.
If he stole
$2,000
out of that store he was at, even if he did, he would have never got the death penalty for it.
That's right.
Come on.
Today, we are looking for the reform that is substantive and permanent. We're looking for accountability.
Right.
We are not going to play footsie with lobbyists who are going to come talk to us, lead us.
That's right.
That's going to talk to us in Springfield and say, well, you really don't want to do that. Don't pass that because that's going to upset this union or that union. This is one of those moments that the union should be standing with us.
Come on.
The injustice cannot continue.
Come on.
Family violence, the stress in the black community contributes to domestic violence in our homes. We are stressed. We are without jobs. They stealing milk and diapers. That's a message, y'all. Anybody that's gonna steal food and walk down the street after they just sold it, that is a message. And if we're not paying attention, we will see this over and over again. We want 100% access to childhood programs. All of our children should be able to get early childhood education. All of our children have to have early childhood education. We want the government to implement a new program that's 100% employment program. We want to end discriminatory hiring practices. The same thing that we experienced in the 60s is what we are experiencing right now. We have walked backwards, not forward.
Come on.
Because we have more black electeds don't mean nothing if we cannot produce the policies that change the outcome.
No, she gonna walk up there. Get in.
We want equal access to education. I'm at the University of Illinois. We want all of our students to be able to go to the university. If they can qualify, they should be able to get in, and they should not have to hawk their house, their arms, and their legs to pay tuition. We want to end to corporate tuition prices at our higher education institutions.
Come on, Rep.
tell you that the struggle of Dred Scott was our struggle today. Dred Scott took at a time where it was unheard of his white slave owners to court. And the result of that case is what we are experiencing today. The results of that case said that he did not have any rights. Negroes have no rights that a white man has to protect. And because of that, you've built on top of a foundation that is faulty. Racism is a disease, is more deadly than COVID. And if we don't deal with racism, we will go nowhere.
Come on.
I am committed. The Black Caucus is committed. And we will not stand aside and let anyone stop us from building the kind of progress that will bring peace and justice to our communities and to our streets. God bless us all. Let's stay in the fight.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That is none other than Sister Carol. So for those of you out there wondering if the Sister Carol who organized and helped bring together CU Citizens for Peace and Justice and was a part of all the demonstrations and things like that that took place for the last 15, 20 years here in this community, if she was going to go to Springfield and start behaving different, all you have to do is listen to about 4 minutes of her at the latest event in Rockford, Illinois. She is who she is, and she's still your sister, and she's still your state rep, and she's right here in your community, and bringing that type of heat and that type of clarity in this time of need, in this time to have leaders who are unafraid to speak the truth, and no matter to whom or what. I agree 100%. I am a union man. And right now, I don't want to hear none of that nonsense. It's a very clear picture for you. Do you defend Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, or do you defend the knee on the neck of George Floyd? That's where we are today. There is no gray area. Okay.
There is no gray area.
So which side are you on? That's what it boils down to. Now, we can move forward, right, with legislation that will address the immunity that these officers seem to get when this stuff happens. We can move forward and address the things that you talked about in there. I'm not saying that there's no way to move forward, but there's no debate about whether or not folks have the right to protest. There's no debate about whether or not this man was lynched and murdered
on national television.
Well, it's on national television now, but certainly in broad daylight with the lights on, right? And was expected to go home. George Floyd died 3 minutes and 56 seconds into that altercation. But the officer kept his knee on his neck for at least 3 minutes or more after he was lifeless.
Already dead.
Now, y'all just let that sink in for a minute.